Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Well, Mr. Chair, what an intellectually loose, if not somewhat poisonous contribution from Labor's soon-to-be-sacked broadcasting spokesperson.
That's Claire Curran under attack there from the Minister of Broadcasting, Jonathan Coleman, in the committee stage debate on the Television New Zealand Amendment Bill in the House on Tuesday night. Although you wouldn't know it still exists from watching television, TVNZ's charter is being abolished by the bill, although Claire Curran was more concerned about the legislation's effect on the availability of programmes made over 30 years ago.
Returning to the core part of what this bill is about, which is about the public good. And before this debate is out, I'd be very keen for the Minister to respond to the question that's been put to him on a number of occasions as to why it is with 83,000 households that don't receive Sky television, and yet the fact that this bill is aimed at providing archived works which are made available to the whole of New Zealand, why it is that they won't be able to get access to them. And I'd like to ask the Minister to actually respond to that before this debate is out. As of the 30th of June 2010, last year, Sky had a total of 802,397 subscribers, and at that time, the number of households in New Zealand was 1,632,200, which meant that 83,000 of those households don't get Sky, which is equivalent to around 2 million New Zealanders. And that is very important, Mr. Chair, because it's about equity, it's about the public good, and it's about who gets to see these important archived works, which are supposed to be, they're the substance of this bill, but they are the essence of what makes us New Zealanders in our past and how we have come to develop.
But Claire Curran's calculations were challenged by the Minister.
I checked those figures closely, but she repeated a couple of times that there's 83,000 households in New Zealand without Sky TV. Well, Ms. Curran, I think you need to check your facts. Then we had a long, rambling discourse going through the history of New Zealand television. Well, you know, if you take 1.6 million households and you subtract just over 800,000 who have Sky, you don't get 83,000. I'm very surprised, because that member reads laboriously and continuously from prepared notes, but she hasn't got the wherewithal and the wit to pick up the most basic error.
Then the Minister over-egged his pudding.
Because she went on to make out that the National Government wasn't honest on issues of broadcasting. And yet she was fundamentally misleading the House by trying to make out that this archiving scheme would result in all those works going on to pay TV.
Order. Committee Chairman Lindsay Tish interrupted Mr. Coleman to hear a complaint from Labor's Chief Whip.
The Honourable Rick Barker.
I thought I heard the Minister say, that I couldn't hear it clearly because of the cat calling from the other side, but I thought I heard the Minister say that the member was deliberately misleading the House. Now, that is wrong to say that and accuse the member of that. Yeah. And if the Minister did say that, I think he should withdraw. If he did not, I accept the clarification.
I thank the member for that. The word misleading was certainly used, but misleading the House I don't think was. But I just caution the member, the Minister, is to be very careful with the use of the words.
At which the Minister resumed his attack on Claire Curran, responding to her criticism of the decision to abolish TVNZ's digital channel, TVNZ 7.
$79 million over 6 years went into this channel. Labor had no idea how they were going to continue to fund it. They'd made no allowance for it. They'd said it would be self-funding. In the end, it isn't. We're left with one heck of a problem, which we've solved. What would they do? Would they bring it back? Will Claire Curran be stupid enough to contradict Phil Goff tonight and get up and promise we will fund TVNZ 7? And I challenge her to do that, but I bet she won't, because she'll be hauled into Phil Goff's office tomorrow, if she does, and told, sorry darling, you've just added another cost, another unfunded promise onto the list of what's going to be a very heavy load strung around our neck at the next election.
In fact, that $79 million went into funding two digital channels, one of which has since been switched to carry commercials. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.